I ask you to stand as you are able. And since the scripture is not in the bulletin this morning, you will find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We're going to begin with verse 21, and so when you get there, say amen. Okay, I don't hear pages, so. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21, the word of the Most Holy God says this. So let no one boast about human leaders, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. Think of us in this way, as servants of Christ and stewards of God's mystery. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. I do not even judge myself. I'm not aware of anything against myself, but I'm not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time. Before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and who will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive commendation from God. I have applied all this to Apollos and myself for your benefit, brothers and sisters, so that you may learn through us the meaning of the saying, nothing beyond what is written, so that none of you will be puffed up in favor of one against another. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. It is natural and normal, and for the most part, okay for us to have our favorites. You know, I have certain preachers that I love to listen to, and I really enjoy them. There are people who've had a profound influence on my life, people like Billy Graham. You know, Billy Graham is not the greatest preacher in the world, but that man is so full of the Holy Spirit that just hearing him read the Word is enough to bring hundreds of people to the saving knowledge of Christ, because the anointing is on him so strong. I praise God for that anointing. But Billy Graham is not Christ. Through the years, I have benefited and my soul has been nurtured by a fellow named Max Lucado. Many of you have read his works, and I love the way he writes, I love the way he speaks, and I love the down-to-earth way that he presents Jesus to the masses. And like I say, the things that he has written, particularly about people in hard times, have nurtured my soul. But Max Lucado isn't Christ. One of my absolute favorites is Joyce Meyer. Now, she's a name that a lot of you may have not heard. I just want to know, who knows Joyce Meyer? Okay, bunch of people know Joyce Meyer. For those of you who do not, Joyce Meyer has a teaching ministry, and her insights into the Word of God are truly amazing. She advertises, for a female audience, but you will find, I think, now just about as many men there as you do women, because her insights are so wonderful and her presentation is so lively and she's so much fun to listen to. And people come for hundreds of miles to listen to Joyce Meyer and to her insights into the Word of God, but Joyce Meyer is not Christ. See, what we started with in the letter to the Corinthians is Paul was writing addressing some issues that had come up. They had written him and asked some questions, but he had some issues with what was going on. Because what had happened was that a Hellenistic Jew, a Christian, had come, and the things that he was teaching to the church in Corinth were a bit different than what Paul had taught the church in Corinth. And instead of having a meeting of the minds and trying to work through this and discuss it, instead of even having, you know, a, well, this is this and that is that kind of truce, if you will, they were actually pitted against each other. Now, Paul in absentia, he wasn't there. But people were saying, I am a follower of Paul. And others were saying, I am a follower of Apollos. And apparently, there were a few even saying, I'm a follower of Cephas or of Simon Peter. And Paul wrote to them and said, what are you doing? Okay, that's a paraphrase. But that's what he said. What are you guys doing? You belong to Christ. You don't belong. You know, I didn't die on a cross for you, and neither did Apollos. You belong to Christ, and this pitting of people against each other in judgment of one another is wrong. You don't do that in a Christian church. Why is it that we still do that in a Christian church? Oh, not so much in our congregation here, although we have our differences. You know, most of our differences we don't worry about. You know, and it's too bad Danny's not here. God love him. You know, one of the things I always say about Danny is he's my favorite heretic, because he presents ideas that keep me on my toes, that keep me thinking. And like Paul, I have to say, I don't think I'm wrong, but that don't make me right. You know? That's what Paul said in the scripture that we just read. I don't think I'm wrong. I don't know of anything that I'm wrong about. Sounds a little proud, doesn't it? But aren't we all that way? You know, I don't know of anything that I am wrong or that I am preaching wrong, but just because I think I'm right don't make me right. Just because you all think you're right does not make you right. That's what he's saying to the church in Corinth. Your idea and the idea that I, you know, that this is so strong a belief of mine, it must be right. I can believe with all my power that I can fly, but if I step off the roof of this church, I'm going to splatter my brains. Thinking you're right does not make you right. He also says that since I don't know that I'm right, even though I think I am, even though I cannot for sure 100% say that I'm right, then I can't judge you. I can't judge. Now, he goes on with the entire rest of Corinthians telling them the things they're doing wrong. So let's not confuse what judging is. Let's not confuse that. Judging is based on me. What I think, what I believe. What he says at the very end of what we read in that scripture is nothing beyond the word. Nothing beyond the word. Now, we admittedly, we don't all agree what the word means. But there are some things in Scripture, folks, that are just flat out. And those who want to try and twist it around and say the Bible is confusing on this point or that point, nuh-uh. It really isn't. There are some things that were there, you know, some things, yes. But some things are flat out. Is it a sin to steal? That's a real question.
Yes.
How do we know that? Because the Bible says so. If the Bible did not say that it was a sin to steal, then stealing would not be a sin. And your stuff would not be safe. Nobody wants mine. But think about it. One of the things, I had a political science professor who was also a United Methodist minister when I was at Maryville College. And he asked us to make a statement of why we should behave in any particular way if there was no God. And I maintain that if there was no God who gave us the rules, there is absolutely no reason for me to do any particular thing. Because if there is no God, then it's just you against me, and what difference does it make? Am I right? If there is no God, you know, I said, well, you know, even if there wasn't a God, which I do believe, but even if there wasn't a God, then we need to be able to, you know, agree on certain things so that we can just all exist together. To which he said, if there is no God, why? And it just comes down to the point that if God does not exist, then there's no reason for me not to do whatever I feel like at the moment. And if there is no God, then no one else should be able to punish me for it. But there is a God. And we have his word. And in that word is the truth. And yes, sometimes it might be a little hard to find. And do we interpret? You better believe we do. We have to. But I still maintain that what we need is in that, and we should not judge beyond what the Word of God says. Now, we hold each other accountable, and that's in the Bible many times, but not beyond what the Word of God says. That means that I can't judge what other people wear to church. There are some, you know, we're all different as far as that goes. One of the things I love about Kendricks is that on any given Sunday, whoever walks in here will find somebody that looks like them. I love that. I love that about Kendricks. It's probably one of my very favorite things about Kendricks. You can find pretty much somebody your age, somebody who dresses like you, somebody that, you know, that you can identify with. If you come in with a bunch of tattoos, we got tattoos. If you come in a three-piece suit, we got people that wear suits, admittedly not often, but we got people that wear suits. If you come in blue jeans, we've got blue jeans. If you come in, you know, real, you know, with the preppy stuff going on, we've got preppy people. We have people dressed up and people dressed down, and nobody cares. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I wasn't going to say anything about Al's Hawaiian shirt. But you know what I'm talking about. There are people who judge other people by the clothes that they wear. We judge each other by our education. We judge each other by the amount of money in our pocket. We judge each other by our beliefs, which is what was happening in Corinth. They were judging each other about beliefs. And not only were they could not agree to disagree, they were doing what is absolutely forbidden. They were pitting one against another for things that went beyond the word. You can't do that. That is judgment. Judge not, that you be not judged. Because the same measure with which you judge others, you're going to be judged yourself. And I will find out that most people truly rail against the thing that they do themselves. I don't really know what's up with that. But most of the time when people are really, really upset about something and they're going on and on and on and on, my favorite, this is my favorite. Let's see. Now, this is not true. Okay? This is not true. I'm just going to pick on Betty because she don't mind. Bring it. Yeah. I'm just going to pick, and I'll pick artists because everybody knows it's not true about artists either. But let's say that I'm having a conversation with Betty, and she says, "Do you know that old artist is the biggest gossip I ever heard? She just talks about people all the time. And, you know, she's just ruined Joe. 38 years they've been together, and now they both just gossip." And then she proceeds to tell me everything that's wrong about Joe and Artis. Now, what's she doing? I love people who tell me they hate gossip and then proceed to gossip their little heads off. But I hate gossip. I find that the people who hate liars are usually the biggest liars on the planet. That's just, it's the way it is. Am I speaking the truth? Do you not know people who rail against lying and how I hate liars? And, you know, and then the next thing you know, they have told the biggest whopper. And then, but they had a really good reason. They had a really good reason. See, that's judging by a standard that you're not keeping. God has gifted us, all of us. He has given us talents. He has given us grace and blessings. He has given us gifts beyond measure. And we are to do with what we have the best that we can do. And we're not supposed to worry then about those that judge us. And we're not even supposed to judge ourselves. Don't worry about being judged. Don't worry about it. I thank God that I learned that lesson a really long time ago. I learned that lesson a really, really, really long time ago. Very early in ministry, I learned that, you know, while I love you all, I don't care what you think. I really don't. Not about things that matter. Not about the things that I'm held only accountable to God for. I don't worry about it. I never will. That's a lesson that I've learned. Now, if somebody wants to say, you know, we need to change this or that about the worship service, I'll consider that. You all have never done it, which proves your greater intelligence. But some people have even come to me and told me what they thought I ought to preach. Yeah, that's what I did, Joe. You know, and if you're not the Holy Spirit, you're not going to tell me what to preach. End of story. And you know, I always found out when they wanted me to preach something, it was something somebody else was doing, not them. I actually told a lady that one time. I said, you know, I really believe that God would like me to preach about the sins that you've got, not the ones that nobody's doing. You know, I have never had anybody that was being an adulterer come up to me and say, you know, you really ought to preach a sermon on adultery. And don't judge yourself. And this is what I and you are both guilty of. Don't we judge us? Don't we judge ourselves? Don't we say, won't we compare ourselves to other people? You know, I can't sing like Betty. I can't teach like Mike. I can't do solos like Jenny. I can't pray like Todd. I can't do this. Because I compare myself with somebody else and you compare yourself with somebody else. And it says, don't do that. Don't judge yourself. Because when you do that, you're doing God's job. And He actually doesn't need your help. Sometimes we don't know the good we've done. How many times have we heard in our praises things that have happened that we didn't even know had happened? That we had done something that we didn't even know had made a difference. Let God judge that. So many times I've thought, maybe I should just give this up. I don't really think I'm doing any good. I look at other places and other things and I say, wow. And see, they've really got it going on. Why can't I lead like that? Why can't I be more like that? I don't do that so much anymore. For one thing, it's depressing. But for the other thing is, God called me to be me. And, you know, I tried being other people, but it was all taken. So I just got to be me. As the old song goes, I got to be me. And I don't know until I get there what's been successful and what really hasn't. And maybe some of the things I thought were a success weren't, and maybe some of the things I thought were terrible failures weren't. I don't know. But it says that I would be commended by doing what I truly believe God wants me to do. Nothing beyond the word. That's what we all need to do, folks. We need to be just like Paul. I kind of like that. Harry Potter, yeah. This from the girl who never watched the movies?
No, I have, and I love them all.
Oh, okay. Is so good to us. Let us be good to each other. Do the best you can with what you've got. Let the Word of God guide you and leave the rest to Him. And I believe if we just do that, the world will change. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.